"These composers," Captain Nemo answered me, "are the contemporaries of Orpheus, because in the annals of the dead all chronological differences fade. And I'm dead, Professor, quite as dead as those friends of yours sleeping 6 feet under." Captain Nemo fell silent and seemed lost in reverie. I regarded him with intense excitement, silently analyzing his strange facial expression, leaning his elbow on the corner of a valuable mosaic table. He no longer saw me. He had forgotten my very presence. I didn't disturb his meditations, but continued to pass and review the curiosities that enriched this lounge. After the works of art, natural rarities predominated. They consisted chiefly of plants, shells, and other exhibits from the ocean that must have been Captain Nemo's own personal finds.